Okay, we're going to do Parakof Aleph and Hilchos Yisurei Bia today. It's a long parak, but I want to get through the whole thing today to make up for not doing yesterday. The last two prakim in Yisurei Bia primarily deal with all the prohibitions of erva, arayas, specific things, not relatives, but more like things like shechav zera batala, masturbation, lesbians, all sorts of fun stuff. So the Rambam starts off in Halacha Aleph by saying, Kol ba al erva min ha'arayos derech ivarim, right? So anyone who has, let's say, is intimate, let's say a man and woman are intimate with each other, but let's say they're, let's say, fooling around, o shechibek ben nashach derech taiva, or let's say they hug and kiss with the desire to have sexual relations attached to it, v'nen evikar bikir basar, and they get benefit, sexual pleasure from being intimate with each other, hareza lokum in the Torah. So you get malchus for that. Shenemar levilti asos mechukos atoivos v'gomer. Benemar lo sikavu legalos erva. Klomar lo sikavu ledvarim hamevian lide gili erva. Basically, what the Torah is warning us to not be involved in activities that will lead to ultimately nakedness being revealed and even worse or more prohibitive sexual behavior. Halacha beis. Now, ha'osa davar mechukos elu, harehu chashal arayos. Okay, so if anyone does what he mentions in Halacha Aleph, so now they are, what it called, we assume that these kind of people will be involved in prohibited sexual activity. The asul adam likrots biyadav raglav, so a person is not allowed to, what it called, like wink or make hand motions, alluring hand motions, or lirmos be'enav, or like wink, la'achas min arayos, to someone he's usher to have relations with. Olischokima, or to be playful with her, or lahakal rosh, or to be frivolous of afil ariach besamim shalea, even the smell of perfume, or lahabi beyofya aser, or to stare at her beauty is prohibited. Umechin lemiskavin ledavar zem makas mardus, right? And we basically give rabbinical lashes to somebody who does this. Vamistakel is a famous line. Vamistakel afil beetzba katana shal isha. If someone even, if a man even stares at the pinky of a woman, then it's skavin lahanos, right? And his intention is to get some type of sexual pleasure from it. Kamishan istakal the makom atorah. If it's as if he was staring at her vagina, dafil lishma kol ha'erva, and even to hear the voice of a woman who is usher to him, oliro sara, to stare at her hair, users is prohibited. Okay, lacha gimel, that dvarim ha'ilu asurim b'chayav elavim. Okay, so these are also usur. Okay, what it called? On the basis of a love. However, there's an important point. Well, the Rambam says it's permitted to stare and to look at an unmarried woman, to check her out for the purpose of marriage. To see if he's attracted to her, he'll marry her. And there's no isser attached to this at all. Not only that, it's appropriate that a person does this. But he shouldn't stare at her in a way that's inappropriate. Are you Omer Bris Karati Leinai Uma Isbon Al Basula? So the Rambam emphasizes here in Halacha Gimel that there are situations where it's appropriate to evaluate a woman's beauty. Halacha Dalet Umutal La'adam L'Habi Be'Ishto Kishinida V'Api She'Erva. Now, as we know, it's prohibited for a man to have sexual relations with his wife when she's in Nida. However, he is allowed to look at her, okay, when she's in Nida, even though he's usher to have relations with her. V'Api She'Ishto Hanas Levimena Biria, and even though he probably gets some type of a sexual pleasure from looking at her, and she's mutter to him after a period of time. We're not worried about this being an obstacle to him. However, but he has to be careful. He shouldn't be too frivolous. He shouldn't crack too many jokes. He shouldn't be too lightheaded with her, because that could end up leading to something inappropriate happening. Okay, lachahe. Now, also lishtamish b'isha klal ben gadol ben katana ben shikha ben shikharash. Okay, so a person cannot, a man is not allowed to have a woman work for him or serve him, whether she's older, younger, or shifkar or not, because that will lead to hear her. Okay, beiza shimush amru. So what are we talking about? What kind of service, so to speak, is the woman prohibited to do? Rechitas panayada raglav. She can't wash this guy's hands, feet, and face. That's also mitzvah fun of her making the bed in front of him. Umaziga zakos, or pouring wine for him, for example. Shein ose liish dvar meila liish tobavad, because only a man's wife would do these things for him. Vein sholom b'shalom isha klal, Okay, and a man should never send well wishes or greetings to a woman at all, even through a messenger. Okay, lach above. Now, mechabek achas min ha'arayah, she'ein libo she'adam nukva lehem. Okay, let's say a man, for instance, hugs or kisses a woman who's usher to him, but he doesn't get any sexual satisfaction. Man, ocean nashak achas men, right? Kagon achos agadolav achos him okiotze ben. So let's say, for instance, he wants to hug his sister, okay? And he even though his sister, it's usher for him to have sexual relations with his sister, nonetheless, when he hugs her, he doesn't feel like he's getting any sexual pleasure from that. Alpha P Shain Sham Taiva Valohana Klal, even though the brother doesn't have any actual any sexual pleasure attached to it, Harizim Maguna Biyoser. The Rambam says looks down upon this big time. The Dover Asarhu, who Maisa Tipshinhu, and it's prohibited and it's something stupid people would do. Right? Shain Kraven Leerva Klal. You never want to tempt yourself when it comes to that which is sexually prohibited. Bangadola Bangatana. Right, chutz me'ain livnav av levito. The only exception Rama makes is a mother to her son and a father to his daughter. Outside of that, the Rama was very strongly opposed to, let's say, for instance, brothers and sisters hugging, or any of the other myriad of inappropriate or prohibited sexual relationships with relatives. Alach zayin. So ketzad. So here's an example. Mutar av lechavik vito lenashka v'tishan ima b'kar basar. So father is allowed to go ahead and hug and kiss his daughter and even sleep with her in the same bed, and even if their bodies are touching each other. And a mother with her son, as long as the children are underage. But once they become past, let's say, bar bat mitzvah, ad sheyu, for instance, shadayim nechono, b'saret sameach, all right, but let's say they're basically hitting puberty. They can sleep with each other, but they have to be separated by each other's blankets. Or let's say clothing. They have to be clothed. V'imhaisa habas busha lamov ne'avia aruma oshen deseis. And if the daughter, let's say, is at a stage in life where she's embarrassed to stand in front of her father naked, or if she got married, v'chein ima ein busha lamov ne'banat ruma, or when the mother is embarrassed to stand in front of her son naked, v'alpi shen katanim, even if they're underage, mishi giyu likala mehem ein yishenim imam elav ksusa. So once they start feeling this idea of shame and busha, so then you can't sleep in the same bed with them unless they are clothed. Halacha ches. Now, nashim hamisolos zubazu asr. So this is another famous halacha, which is that lesbian relationships are prohibited. We maisim mitzrayim hu shehizarno love, and this comes from the actions that were done in Egypt that were warned about in the Torah. Shneimar kemasei eretz yisrael lo sasim. Amru chachamim. Maha yu osim. So what would happen in Egypt? Ish nosa ish, isha nosa isha. Right? A man would marry a man, a woman would marry a woman, isha nosa shenashim, and a woman would be married to two men. Afu isha maisa ze asr, so even though it's prohibited for this to take place, in malkan alav, a woman doesn't get malkas for this. Why? Shein lo lav miyuchad, right? Vrayin sham biyaklau. Because there's no actual specific isra like this, like nor is there actually any act of sexual prohibition. Vikach im ne'esera sukuna mishum znus. So therefore, for instance, a lesbian would not be prohibited to marry a kohen. Vot yasser isha baila b'zeh, right? And let's say a wife went ahead and engaged in lesbian relations, she would not be then prohibited to her husband. Shein kan znus, because there's no znus here. The royal lahakos amakas mardus hol v'asu isser. Nonetheless, they would get rabbinical lashes. Veishli isha hakvedal isha medar b'zeh, and a man should be very careful about this with his wife. Umonea nashim hayiduos b'kach melikanes lo umulatzes ki eleim. And in general, he should be careful to make sure that his wife doesn't hang out with these kind of people. Halacha tes. Ishto sha'adam mutaras ilo. So as we know, a man's wife is permitted to him in entirely. Lavikach komasha adam rotza lasos be'ishto osa. We saw this already way back in Hilchos Deos, but anything a man wants to do sexually with his wife, he's allowed to. Baal b'chol isher yirtze. He's allowed to have sexual relations whenever he wants. Menashek b'chol eivar yirtze, and he can kiss any part of her. Ubale kadarka ushlo kadarka, and both vaginal and non-vaginal sexual relations are permitted. Uvad shalu yotzi shechazer al batala, as long as he does not ejaculate outside of her. Nonetheless, it is midas chasidus. It is the actions of those who are very, very pious. So that a person shalu yaka adam is rosho lekach, that a person a man should not be too frivolous with these things. And he should really get himself in the right state of mind at the time of having sexual relations. And he should never really deviate from that which is the normal acts of procreation, because that is the whole purpose of having a sexual relationship with your wife. It is to ultimately procreate. A man is not allowed to have sexual relations with a light on. Let's say it's Shabbos and the only room they have is a room that's lit with candles. Better you not have sexual relations at all. Also, it's prohibited for a Jew to ever have, you'll see what that means in a second, or a regular Jew, so to speak, to ever have sexual relations during the day. Because it's very brazen. Right? But if it's a Talmud Chacham, right? If it's Talmud Chacham who won't be really too drawn after this activity normally, he's allowed to do such a thing. But what he has to do is he has to create some type of darkness, close the blinds. You should only do this only if there's a great need. And the best time, the most sacred time to have sexual relations is in the middle of the night. So the Chachamim aren't happy about a person who gets too much, has sexual relations too often. And he's like he has sexual relations with his wife like she's a rooster. It's a very bad character for a person to do this, and it's the act of like basically animals or ignoramuses. Anyone who lessens the amount of sexual relations they have is praised, deserving of praise. But he shouldn't forego the, as we saw in Hilchos Nida, the time that he's supposed to have sexual relations with his wife, okay? Right? And initially, the reason why they had the takana of a Baal Keri, someone who has a seminal emission, so why was the takana that a man has to go to the mikvah after he has sexual relations, right? He can't learn until he goes to the mikvah, because we wanted to lessen, or Chachamim wanted to lessen the amount of times that a man has sexual relations with his wife. Allah Yud Beis, v'chein asur Chachamim. The Chacham also said it's prohibited for a man to have sexual relations with his wife and be thinking about another woman. You should not have sexual relations because after he's drunk, if they're in an argument with each other, if they hate each other, and he shouldn't engage in sexual relations with her against her will, that she's afraid of him. Right, it shouldn't be where one of them, let's say, is a nidoy, which remember is like a form of a subcherem. Velo yovo lea achashagam rablibo lagarsha, and he should not go ahead and have sexual relations with her after he's decided he wants to divorce her. Vim also can, if he did any one of these things, habanam enam hagunam, right? Elo mehen azipanam mehen mordim potion. So if he does this, his kids won't be good kids, basically. Rather, they'll be like haughty and rebellious and sinners. Okay, alacha yud gemo. The Chacham also said, the Chacham said as well, any woman who goes ahead and is very outspoken about and demanding of having sexual relations with her husband, or if a man seduces a woman for the sake of marriage, again, obviously referring back to the story in the Torah, but if a person's intention was to marry Rachel and instead has sexual relations with Leah, or a woman who doesn't wait 3 months after her husband dies to get remarried, and therefore her son's bisafek, all the kids born from these women, they're going to be rebellious and sinners, because they'll be purified, so to speak, through the punishments that take place in Gullus. Okay, halacha yud dalid. Second, vasal adam laval ishto. So man can't have sexual relations with his wife. Bishvakim urechobos, in for instance, in the marketplace or in the streets of aganos upardesin or in gardens. Ela beis yira, only at home. So yira kiznus, the argue lots of this nus. because it shouldn't appear like they're having an inappropriate sexual encounter, and that'll lead them to have an inappropriate sexual encounter. And if a man does have sexual relations with a woman, let's say in a public area, makanis or makas martyrs, it gets rabbinical makas. So too, if a man is mekadesh, let's say he doesn't do erison normally, he skips kiddushin and goes straight to bia, right? Or let's say he's mekadesh his wife in the shuk, right? Or let's say he's mekadesh her without erison, without the actual engagement procedure. All these cases, he would get rabbinical lashes. The ach senoi, okay, let's say literally a visitor, also b'tasha shemita, he's not allowed to have sexual relations with his wife, ach yachso the beso, until he returns home. The chacham also said it's prohibited for a man to live in his father-in-law's house, because this is very like brazen. He cannot go with his father-in-law into the shvitz. A man can't go with his father into the bathhouse, velo im bala choso, nor with his sister's husband, velo im tamidav, nor with his students. But let's say he needs the student to help him, then it will be permitted for him to go in there. This is brought down from Sachem, but there was certain places where two brothers would never go into the bathhouse together. Okay, halacha yud zayim. Lo yahalchu benos Yisrael pre rosh b'shuk achas pnuyav achas eshes ish. So a woman is not, this is a Jewish woman, are not allowed to walk in the public marketplace with their head uncovered, whether they're unmarried or married. It's a very famous point in the Rambam. Rambam held that women, even if they were unmarried, had to cover their hair. Lo selach isha b'shuk, right? Ubana achareya. And a married woman should not walk in the marketplace and her son behind her. Gzeir Hashem yisprishu bana, right? So what could happen? Her son could be kidnapped. V'telech akarav lahak zero, and she'll go after the kidnappers to get her son back. V'yis'alu b'ha rishayim shetafsu derech skok. And then these bad people who ended up taking the son was really bait to get her to run after him. They'll basically sexually assault her. So she should always avoid having her son walk behind her. Alach yirches. Okay, famous halacha. It is prohibited for a man to go ahead and ejaculate levatala. That's why a man should not go ahead and engage in sexual relations with his wife, but then pull out and ejaculate outside of her. Not also, a man should not marry a katana, a woman who's underage, who cannot give birth to children. However, those people who do engage in masturbating and therefore ejaculate, lo dailahem she'isr gadolhu, right? It's not enough that it's a terrible prohibition. Ela she'osezeb benidoy, hu yoshev, he should be put in nidoy. Ba'aleyem ne'mar yideichem damim elav, u'ki'ilu harag nefesh. Ultimately, it's as if he killed a person. Okay, lacha yates. Mechin aso adam she'akshe atzmo l'das, u'yovi atzmo l'idehirer. It's also prohibited for a man to go ahead and cause himself purposely to have an erection or to bring himself to have sexually inappropriate thoughts. Elaim yavolo hirer, if a sexually inappropriate thought does enter into his mind, right? Yasil libo medivrei havai v'hashkasa ledivrei Torah. He should turn his mind away from these terrible things to Torah. Shehi ayelas ahavim v'yales chen, because that is which is beloved and arouses good. V'vikach asar adam lishan al arpo upon of lamala. That's why a man is not allowed to sleep on his back with his face up. He has to sleep on his side, because if he sleeps on his back, it'll lead him to end up having an erection. A man is not allowed, a person is not allowed to stare at animals having sexual relations. However, if a person is, let's say his job is to breed animals, right, like sheep or whatever, so it's mutter for him. Likanis kimikachol b'shvaferes, right? Minei shehein asukim v'lachnon lo yavo lidei hirer. So he's allowed to, for instance, take the penis of, let's say, a bull and insert it into the cow. He'd be allowed to do that because that's his job. And we're not concerned that it's going to lead him to a state of hirer. Alach lafal, v'chein asul adol mistakel b'nasha mishashin omdos al kavisa. A man is not allowed to stare at women when they are doing the laundry by the river. He can't even look at, let's say, the, in this case, literally the colored garments of the woman, of a woman that he recognizes, right? Also to do that. Because any of these things will lead him possibly to have inappropriate sexual thoughts. One second. Okay, lacha beis. Misha baga beisha b'shuk. Let's say a man encounters a woman in the marketplace, okay, in a super saw. Also lahalech acharea. He cannot walk behind her. Ela rats. He has to run. Umisakal etzdadin ola achara. He should either position himself so he's at the side of her, right, or she's behind him. V'chol mahalech b'shuk achara isha. Anyone who goes ahead and walks behind a woman in super saw, raise him mikale ame aretz. He is considered one of the frivolous amaratza. Vasu lavra pesach isha zona, right? He's not allowed to pass by the entrance of a prostitute. At yarkik arba amos, until he's 4 amos away from it. Shemar ba altikra al pesach besa. So he has to always stay 4 amos away from the entrance to a brothel. Alacha chav gemol. Vasu laadam she'enu nasoi lishloach yad b'mvushav shlo yavol deyehirer. So a man who's not married is not allowed to go ahead and take his hand and place it over his testicles, because this will lead him to sexually inappropriate thoughts. Dafilu mitachas tiburo, right? Even he should never actually let his hand go below his stomach. But yachnis yado, shemir b'lei hirer, because that'll lead him to sexually inappropriate thoughts. Then hishtin mayim, when he goes ahead and urinates, lo yachos be'ima b'yashin. He should not go ahead and hold basically his penis while he urinates. V'imahayu nasui mutar, but if he's married, he's allowed to. V'bein nasui vein she'ein nasui lo yoshit yado la'ama klal ela b'shashu tzarech hanukava. And it doesn't matter if he's married or not, he should never really basically touch his penis, except what do you call it? When he's no choice when he's urinating. But ultimately, when he does that, he should be very careful how he goes ahead and touches it. So the great wise sages of yore, he spar echamehem, right? One of them said, each one actually, would be very proud of the fact that they wouldn't stare ever at the point of circumcision on themselves. And one of them was very proud of the fact that he never actually stared at his wife's form. Because their minds were always turned away from divrei havai, from things that aren't problematic, to true things of truth, right? And which always took hold in their holy hearts. And mitzvahs chachamim. Mrs. Chachamim, she yasi adam banav nosav samach leperka. Okay, the Chachamim also commanded that a man should marry off his sons and daughters, okay, when they basically hit the point of being mature. Sheim yanichan yavo lideznos, because if they don't, if he doesn't encourage them to get married, what's going to happen? They're going to go ahead and engage in sexually inappropriate activities. O lidei hiror, right, or have inappropriate thoughts. Not only that, it's prohibited for a woman to marry a katan, okay? Because this is considered like znos. A man is not supposed to ever not get married, okay? A man should avoid marrying a barren woman or a woman who's too old to have children. However, a woman is allowed to say, I'm never going to get married. Or she can marry someone who, let's say, a man who's unable to have children. Lo yisa bachor zakena, a young man should not marry a zakena. Lo yisa zaken yalda, and an older man should not marry an overly young woman. Never said garm was nus, because this kind of relationship will lead to something sexually prohibited. Yelachav zayin, v'chein. Misha gira says ishto min anisuin. Okay, once a person divorces his wife, lo tadur imor b'chatzer, so they should not live in the same chatzer. Shem lo yobol deiz nos, because they'll come and possibly engage in something sexually inappropriate. Vimaya kohen, and if he's a kohen who divorces her, lo sidor imo b'mavoi, he can't even live in a mavoi, which we recall those are those semi-public domains that were connected to chatzeros. Ukfar katan nidon k'mavoi, a small town is considered like a mavoi, so he has to move out, or what you'll see actually who has to move out. Let's say he owes her some money. He has to send a shaliach to pay her off. Okay, but let's say a divorcee and her ex-husband come to Beis Din. for some type of issue. Menada no son, o maka no son, maka smartos. In such a situation, since they're coming together, we either put them in Nidoy or give them rabbinical ashes. Then this Garshamina Erison, okay, let's say a woman was divorced post Kiddushin, but pre Nisuin, Mutaras Atoba Badim, Ladrimo. Then he can actually go ahead and go to court with her or live with him. Mimhaya Libo Gaspa, Apin Erison, Usser. But let's say they're very familiar with each other, then even if they got divorced after Erison, they shouldn't live near each other. Umi Nidcha Bidemi, who moves, okay, Mihi, he Nidchas Mipanov, she has to move because of him. But if the chatzah belongs to her, he's the one who has to leave. Okay, halacha chav ches. Also, adam lisa isha v'day to lagarsha. A man cannot marry a woman, but had intention to go ahead and divorce her. Shdemar al tacharosh al reacha ra'a v'yoshel v'teach osach. V'mhodia betchilas who knows se osal yamin mutter. Let's say he told in the beginning, I'm only marrying you for a few days, then it'd be permitted for him to go ahead and have such a wedding. So a person should marry one woman in one country, and let's say in Spain, another one in Japan. Right, because the days may go by. And what could happen? It could happen that since the situation continues for such a long period of time, this could lead a brother to marry a sister, and all sorts of inappropriate erevos emerge. But let's say he's very famous. A very zara mufur samim, and his children are well known. You doing harez and mutter? Then it will be permitted to be married to two women in different countries. Allah alamid. Liyisa adam isha mishpachas mitzoraim. A man should not marry a woman who comes from a family of people who had saras, well mishpachas nichven, or if they had literally means epilepsy. Vehu shehuchzaku shlosha palim shabo b'neim ka. But that's it's this only the isra applies only with a chazaka. Right, meaning three generations have gone by were of let's say Tzaraas. Then it'd be usher for him to marry a woman from such a family. Allah halamad aleph. One second. Isha shenises lishnan anashem umesu. Let's say a woman was married to two husbands and they both die. Lishlishi, right, to a third, lotinase, right? So let's say she married one guy and he died. She marries Reuben and he dies, and Shimon he dies. She shouldn't marry Levi. But if she did, she doesn't have to get divorced. And even if it was only Kedushin, they can still go ahead and get married. Luisa Yisrael Amma Aretz Kohenes. Okay? So an Amma Aretz who's a Yisrael should not marry the daughter of a Kohen. Because this is profaning. This is Mechala, the lineage of Aaron. Then Nasa, and if the Amma Aretz does marry the Bas Kohen, Amru Chachamim Ein Zugin Ola Yofa. So basically, the Chacham say if they do get married, their marriage won't be a good marriage. They'll either die childless, or he'll die, or she'll die, and they won't have kids. But Tam Chacham marries a Bas Kohen. That's considered to be praiseworthy and beautiful. There's nothing better than fusing together Torah, meaning Tam Chacham, and Kahuna. And finally, we'll stop here with the Lachalam Beis. Loisa adam bas ame aretz. A person should not marry the daughter of an aretz im meis ogola banav ame aretz. Right, because let's say he dies or is put into exile, his children will grow up to ame aretz. Ame aretz to you. Shein ima nedas keser Torah, because their mother won't be knowledgeable about the crown of Torah. Lo yosi bito la ame aretz. Right, and a daughter should not marry an ame aretz. Shekol hanosim bito la ame aretz kmi shekafsa. Right, so any daughter who what it called who's interested in marrying an Amaretz, so it's like he tied her up, the Nuslif Ne'ari, and put her in front of a lion, Makel Bov in Loboshespanim. So what'll happen? He'll hit her, and and they'll have sexual relations. There won't be any shame in doing so. Ula Olam Yimkor Adam Kamashiishlo. Ideally, a person. What should a man do? A man should be willing to sell everything he has, right? The Yisa Bas Tam Chacham, in order to marry the daughter of a Tam Chacham, Shem Mesagola, Banav Tam Chacham. Because if he is exiled, right, since he married or dies, since he married the daughter of a Tam Chacham, his kids will be Tam Chacham. V'chein Yasi Bitol Tam Chacham, he should marry off his daughter to Tam Chacham. Shein Davar Megunav Lom Riva Veso Shal Tam Chacham. Because there's nothing inappropriate or bad that takes place in the house of a Talmud Chacham. Okay, we'll stop here and we'll finish Hilchos Isurei Bia tomorrow.